This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven half the hour here on the DJV program with Miss Horn, Miss Keelan, Miss Schillen, and Mr. Stefan on duty talking about some people in the news. Actually, some trending elements. Victoria, which person do you want to focus on?
Let's talk about the Queen, shall we?
Yes. Yeah, we talk about the Queen. We love the Queen.
Queen Elizabeth. She will turn 92 on April 21st. And in honor of the occasion, there is going to be a very, very big soiree and a concert in her honor. She will actually attend it. It will be held at the Royal Albert Hall on the 21st. And the birthday party will be produced by the BBC. It will air live in the UK. There will be some outlets over here that will be also showing it later on. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle will be there. It's unclear if Kate Middleton will attend, because that's right around her due date, so not sure, but Prince William will probably be there. The list of performers is unique. It's an interesting mix. Apparently, the Queen prefers show tunes, and so she would like a stirring rendition of The White Cliffs of Dover by Dame Vera Lynn. That was her request for her birthday.
There'll be bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover.
I think you would know that song. Well, apparently that's what her request was, but she didn't get that request. Instead,
really?
She has
the Queen.
I know.
She wants.
I guess the kids are planning this one. Kylie Minogue will be performing. Craig David, Shawn Mendes, Tom Jones, who I think is maybe a favorite of the Queen's.
Yes.
Sting and Shaggy, which is going to be interesting, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo. This is a very, very odd mix, and so the poor Queen, she's going to have to sit there at the Royal Albert Hall and probably not try to fall asleep.
So Tom Jones, who's also known as Tommy Tight Pants, you think is one of the faves of the Queen?
Well, he's the only old guy in this mix, so I'm guessing maybe.
Right, yeah. There's no Engelbert Humperdinck there.
No.
They're both from the same era, if you will. Tom Jones is not unusual to be loved by. You know that song?
Yes. It'll be really funny to see Shaggy if he's going to do It Wasn't Me.
It Wasn't Me.
he's performing with Sting, right? Didn't they just do a collaboration?
I'm
assuming that's the only reason Shaggy is there, unless the Queen is a big fan.
Unless she was a big fan of It Wasn't Me.
I want the full Shaggy. That was a good CD he released years ago.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Fred Savage, people in the news. He and 20th Century Fox speaking out after he was accused in a new lawsuit of harassment and assault on the set of The Grindr. What is The Grindr about? I vaguely remember hearing something.
That was a short-lived TV show that he did, I think, with Rob Lowe. Am I right about
that,
Jen?
Right. That's right. Yeah, it was a sitcom. It was actually a pretty good show. Rob Lowe was like a fail. He was a TV star who lost his job and then had to go live with Fred Savage, who was a lawyer and wanted to become a lawyer himself. He played a lawyer on TV. That was his last acting gig.
Yeah.
It got a lot of critical acclaim, but I just don't think anyone watched it.
A lot of people watched it.
I did. It was pretty.
Oh, okay.
It was cute. I liked it. Yeah.
You've been a fan of Fred Savage since he was a kid.
Yeah, The Wonder Years.
Yeah. Well, all right, so Savage said, as someone who has always tried to live honorably and with integrity, it never dawned on me that my name could be on the other side of this movement. I support the movement. He wrote, quote, I was made aware that a woman working in the costume department of a show I was on almost 3 years ago has claimed that I treated her harshly on the set because she was a woman. These accusations are completely without merit, absolutely untrue. None of her claims could be substantiated because they didn't happen. He said, I've been working in the entertainment industry my whole life. I've always endeavored to treat everybody on the set I work on respectfully and professionally. I will boldly protect myself and my family from those seeking to tarnish my good name. I cannot let these people denigrate me while harming the message of thousands of women and others who have suffered and continue to suffer.
I say bravo. Right? That's a great statement.
Yep.
A few men have been stuck on the other side of this and wrongly accused. Maybe they have been considered easy targets or someone wants a quick payday. That's the unfortunate part of what's been going on with the Me Too movement. But Fred Savage, I was very surprised when I heard that anyone had tried to claim anything against him.
Against him. And I think the Ryan Seacrest thing has gone away. Hasn't nobody heard anything the last couple of weeks?
Seems to be dying down, yeah.
Seems to be there. I don't hear much about that. Here's another person in the news, Talia Tallman, who is a mother from Delray Beach, Florida, looking for answers after the folks at Spirit Airlines, the airline that has no reason to exist, refused to let her and her family board the flight to Los Angeles. The family had an important mission to get their 3-year-old son to UCLA so he could attend a doctor's appointment for spinal cell something or other I can't even pronounce, which is a rare soft tissue cancer. The mother expressing her feelings about the situation in a viral Facebook post explaining the Spirit changed the gate at the last minute, causing them to be late. And they have a 10-minute before takeoff, close the door routine. The plane, they already had taken the luggage. It was on the plane. And the gate agent was told at the wrong gate that they're going over to the other gate. Please hold the plane. So, no. Did they do that? Nah, they didn't do that. This is the worst, the chintziest, crappiest airline.
I didn't even know that. They took off from Fort Lauderdale flying to UCLA in L.A. I didn't even know Spirit could make it that far, to be honest.
Well, they've got a bunch
I always
of
think of Spirit going from Atlantic City down to Florida, and that's about
it. Yeah, that's what they used to do. Now they've got a bunch of...
I would never trust Spirit to fly across the country.
No.
Why would you even fly them? It's
horrible. Well, this family...
As all the other airlines are, these people are worse.
Their 3-year-old has cancer. Maybe all the money's going to treatment.
That's true.
Sad that's anyone even has to go through this. And of course, you know, when you check all of your luggage, this is actually a great lesson. Never, ever, ever check your pain medicine or check any of your prescriptions. No. That's what they did. And unfortunately, this little boy's pain medicine went to L.A. and he didn't. So, but still,
if they'd had any brains at Spirit. They issued an apology. They rebooked them on a flight 2 days later. If they had had any brains, they would have gone to Delta, which is the largest airline serving Fort Lauderdale, and put them on the next plane to L.A. or anybody else.
They were too cheap, probably.
Yeah,
right?
They are too cheap. It's an awful airline. Do not ever fly on Spirit. They suck. If I make it any clearer than that, awful, awful, awful. And it is. I mean, you can shop around and find good fares. I know I sound a little bit like a snob here, and I'm not trying to. I apologize if it comes across that way. There's so much information online on comparative prices to go places on various airlines. If you don't travel a lot, I understand you don't necessarily know what's there. But you can find deals, even upgrade deals, that are way off what you'll find sometimes on the site. You just got to look around for them. So Spirit is not unique. There are plenty of people who can fly you from Fort Lauderdale to L.A. For pretty much the same price, and you don't have to put up with them and their B.S.
You don't have to pay to take your purse on.
Oh, my God. What an awful, 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 awful.
Well, then the animal thing, we've been talking about that so much lately. And Delta yesterday, they flew an 8-month-old dog somewhere that it didn't belong. Yeah. So even Delta's got the animal thing all
What is going on with it all of a sudden? Or is it just that these things may have happened before, maybe been going on?
We're just watching
paying
now.
Attention to them. Now everybody's watching. Maybe that's what it is.
Yep.
But it's just another, these airlines are too big. There are too many moving parts. And you can't keep up. Even the best computer system and the best employees cannot keep up with all of the stuff, especially when weather comes into it or mechanical failure or something that screws up the system. It just makes a mess of things because they can't move things around quickly enough to take care of whatever the problem is because it's just they're just too big. They it's like an elephant. In the room, slow, plodding, wrong. They don't respond quickly. The only airline that really responds quickly is Southwest. And why the rest of them can't do it, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Southwest. I don't like the way I don't like the seating arrangements. But I think in terms of working at the place and of them being efficient and well-run, I think they're the best. They're superb. I just don't happen to care for that type of, it's okay for a couple of hours, a flight for a couple of hours. But if you're going to go across the country, I don't, it just isn't for me. But there are a lot of people who don't have the same. There's something about flying that I still find romantic and I still like. Whenever I get on a plane, wherever I'm going,
you're the last one then.
Kind of excited about getting on a plane and going, even though I go the same, it's LA, Boston, Boston, LA, LA, Boston. And next week, if Hawaiian Airlines gets their act together, I'm going to go to Hawaii and Pago Pago to do the program from there. And people keep asking, where's Pago Pago? Pago Pago, you look it up. It's one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
I'm sure it's paradise.
Absolutely paradise. Yes, right.
I'm sure it is.
Getting there on Hawaiian doesn't seem to be an easy trek for the people.
Can you fly in there, or do you have to, like, take a rowboat?
You fly, they have one flight a week.
Perfect.
The problem is it is so remote in, really, the South Pacific. Remember the old, there's a movie called South Pacific, and it is very remote. It's south of the Micronesian Islands and Philippine chain down in there, American Samoa, and if you go to Guam, you got to go another hour further from Guam, and Guam is have been there twice because I have a radio station K57 that carries this program. Their slogan is "Where America's Day Begins," because it is across the international dateline. So today is tomorrow there, and so when I get to Pago Pago, if I leave here on Tuesday, I'll get there on Wednesday, if I remember correctly, and then I lose the day when I come back again. That's how it works. Anyway, so neither here nor there.
In today's automotive news, Kia introduced a refreshed Sorento for 2018, starting at just under $26,000. This all-wheel drive family SUV comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. The new Kia Sorento gets a refreshed look with a new front, new rear fascia, a Harman Kardon stereo system, and the inside gets quite a boost too. It's bred for adventure with a 2-litre turbo engine and drive mode select, where you can choose how the vehicle handles. It has a beautiful panoramic sunroof and multiple power outlets in the back. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, welcome to the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh. Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pure One Imports through March 31st.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara and I, focusing on some interesting news for those of you who are fans of Marvin Gaye. Well, maybe you're fans of Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams as well. There was a verdict a couple of years ago that punished Thicke and Williams for stealing the music from Got to Give It Up, a Marvin Gaye tune, to create the chart topper Blurred Lines. It was on top of the charts for, 3-4 weeks? It was a big, big selling song. But there was a claim on the part of the Marvin Gaye family that actually was upheld yesterday. So now the folks that represent Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke's checkbook, they got to write a check for $5.3 million to Marvin Gaye's estate. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the verdict. Kind of a lengthy decision, actually. There's a lot of the damages and 50%. Now, the 5.3 is the damage. Then every dollar, for every dollar that comes in publishing revenue for these two guys, half of it's got to go to the family. So, anyway, $1.8 million against Thicke and $357,000 against Williams in terms of the profits thus far for this song. So, this is not the first time this has happened. It's very interesting, though. Did you compare the two songs where they say the thing sounded the same, Carol? Let's listen just to see what they're talking about.
Well, I think for this one, so this is the Marvin Gaye song, and it's pretty much just the background is very similar. So this is Blurred Lines.
So this has Got to Give It Up. All right, let's listen to Blurred Lines now. Yeah, right away.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah, it's a very similar background throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I always say when these things come up, there's only eight notes in the, I was going to say the alphabet, only eight votes, eight notes in the scale. And so isn't it likely to be with all the millions and millions and millions of songs? Is going to be something that's the same because it just registers in somebody's brain. Oh, how about this for a sound? I remember hearing this somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to me, and that's why I kind of have an issue with this case, is that it's one thing if you have the same lyrics and, like, the similar background. Like, I think of Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure. See, it's literally the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
But this one, it's not exactly the same. It's similar, but I don't know if they should owe this much money because of it.
All right, so here's another example. Ghostbuster and I Want a New Drug. Huey Lewis, what do we have first? Huey Lewis?
This is Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, I like that. There we go.
But I mean, even Ray Parker Jr. here sounds like Huey Lewis.
Yeah, all right, sure.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, wow, I had never heard this comparison.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
Yikes.
And then the one that's most famous probably, the one that got the most attention before the Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams thing with Marvin Gaye, was this one. Joe Satriani had a guitar version of the song, was called If I Could Fly. But here's Coldplay taking the exact... There's not even a question here. They just put lyric lines to the music.
Very, very similar.
Yeah. That's Satriani, who's a great guitarist. All right, now go back and play Viva La Vida again for a second, Carol, will you? So they had to pay him. They bought him off, though. Coldplay gave him, I forgot what that was.
They never said how much. I looked this up last night. It just settled out of court. It never even went to court.
They actually met him at Satriani met him at a concert, and they gave him a check, and he went away at the end of that. 28 after the hour here.
It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now, 34 after the hour. You're glad you have time for us? We're glad you have time for us. We are glad we have time for each other. As a matter of fact, as we discuss some of the issues of the day, the events, the things that charge up people in conversation, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles. In New York is where Victoria is, where yesterday an announcement was made in Money News. The Feds at the Federal Reserve have raised the interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. So, now those of you who have adjustable mortgage rates, this is always the question. What the hell does this mean? Okay, so it goes from 1.5% to 1.75%. How does that affect me? And the answer to that question is, it doesn't if you have a fixed rate. If you do not have a fixed rate, you will get a bump up of a quarter, or sometimes the banks will take advantage of it, and they may even up your rate by 0.35 or something. You won't be able to figure out. They'll just tell you that effective 30 days from now, or your next payment or whatever it is, your payment will go from $973 a month to $995 a month, that kind of stuff. And likely, as the economy continues to improve, rates will keep going up again. So this impacts you if you're now applying for a mortgage, fixed rate or not. But if you have an adjustable already, it's going to affect you. And then what also will affect you in other money news, yesterday the federal government announced how much money they have borrowed and how long it has taken. We now owe $21 trillion. You know, you can say what you want. I go back to George Bush, who started all of this by borrowing $3 trillion to invade Iraq. And from then, it has been a huge, it's like an avalanche. As soon as these guys figured out they could borrow money, and nobody really, it's so much money, nobody really understands the impact it has, and you don't know that out of your tax dollars, where you now you have prepared your taxes, maybe you've already paid in, you got to have the money in by April 15th, the money that you're paying, every single dollar that you pay, 30 cents of it goes to pay the interest on this $21 trillion. It doesn't pay the principal. It just pays the interest. They are not paying it down. They're just paying the interest to borrow it from the Chinese, from the Koreans. South Korean banks are big into this now. European banks are big into this now. This is a very serious situation, and it impacts you because it's part of the reason the rates are going up, because the people that we're borrowing the money from to run the country are charging more money. So it's like you get it on both ends. Mm-hmm. You're having to pay more in interest. They tell you it's because the economy's heating up. That's bourgeois. The reason you're paying more is because we're borrowing this kind of money. And it's pushing the rates up everywhere around the world. The Europeans are furious with us because anybody who borrows money now has to pay more money because we're in the market sucking up all the capital that's there. This, and people don't realize.
And the budget's it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
2,232 pages of budget.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed. I tell you guys, I don't make any bones about it, but I'm a Republican, and I believe in being fiscally conservative. And the fact that we have a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican sitting in the White House,
it just tells you what a bunch of phonies they are.
2,200 page budgets is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is an insult. This is something. This is why you wash away the two-party system and you get people in here that can really get some things done, because the Republicans are as bad as the Democrats, and Trump is as bad as Obama. In fact, to this point, worse in terms of how quickly they spent $1 trillion in 6 months. That's $1 trillion in 6 months. Sorry, what'd you say, Victoria?
What are they spending on?
Well, everything. Government.
The usual stuff, entitlements.
Yeah. Entitlements are huge. We can't get people off of welfare. We can't. People are just married to it now. It becomes their long-term investment.
The welfare problem is the biggest of all of them. It really is.
Entitlements take up 60, I think more than
60%. 67%. Two-thirds of the budget is entitlements. You can't do
anything. And that's ridiculous. We live in a country where we should be promoting upward mobility, and instead people just find themselves attached to the system.
Yeah. Unless you look at your pay stub, or however it is you get paid, look at the amount of money you're paying in, those of you who are doing your taxes. Carrie, you've done your taxes, I think you said, already, right? And Victoria, you done yours?
We haven't gotten our returns back, but yes, we're in the process of it, yes.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you done yours yet?
No, absolutely not.
No. I started working on mine, actually, when I was home last week, but it's always with me, it is humongous thing because of all the little intricacies. And some of you have simple ways. You fill out the 1040 or 1040A and you're home free, whatever
it is. We're lucky. We're simple.
Yeah. So, but the point here that I'm making is to look at how much money you're paying in taxes and then just do a little quick math. It'll only take you 30 seconds. Divide it you can take the amount of money. Let's say you're paying $10,000. And you divide it by 30, and you come up with $3,000. $3,000 of the $10,000 is paying the interest on the $21 trillion plus And the mortgage deductions now, they're screwed with that in the new tax bill. I don't think this new tax bill is anything that's great, frankly. There are some things about it that are good, but when you really get into the fine print, there are a lot of things. For example, and this is what I found out last week when I was doing my taxes. Normally, because on the farm, or businesses like farming, where you could carry forward 100% of your losses from year to year, now it's only 80%. So farmers are really taking it in the neck in a time when the situation on America's farms, and this is really, this is the top of the pinnacle in terms of my gripe or what people ought to know. This is not about me. This is about you. What you pay for food, where the food comes from. All of this stuff is wrapped together. The interest rate, how much money we're borrowing, where it's going, what the budget is all about. This is all an interwoven of finely crafted, well, maybe not so finely crafted, but the intricacies when you're talking about this kind of money, and I'll give you an example because you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So what I found out is in this omnibus appropriation bill that includes significant modifications to tax breaks for farmers, the local farmer, the family farmer, is getting creamed by Section 199A. The Tax Cuts the Jobs Act that was passed late last year to try to level supposedly the playing field between the big corporations and the co-ops. The exact opposite is happening, and this just infuriates me. I'm so sick of these people and how they're screwing at the hands. They've changed all kinds of things. You know, Trump won because of rural America. The farmers supported him, and at every turn, they're getting it in the neck. And this not only affects them, but as I say, it affects you and the amount of money you pay for the food you get, the quality, where does it come from? My friend Roger Johnson, who runs the National Farmers Union, said the folks in his office, well, the people that are members, more importantly, like me, disappointed that Congress included these modifications. This is one of these bills that has to pass. So what's going to happen is that farmers and the co-ops that support them are way worse off than they were before this tax reform. Roger said, quote, there were meaningful bipartisan compromises to remedy challenges associated with this Section 199 that would have ensured that our nation's farmers and the small co-ops were not worse off, and that small elevator companies that put the grain away in these bins, that kind of stuff, they're basically put out of business. And so what do we do with all the crops? You're going to have to ship them to places way far away from some of the farms. And the Congressional Budget Office says that the modifications would raise $100 million for the government in taxes. Also, it'll put probably a million farmers out of business. And people, because we're so far removed from the farm now, fewer than 2% of the population makes its living and grows the food for the rest of us, the 98%. And at every turn, these people are screwing the farmers. Screwing people. I'm not even going to use myself as an example, even though I've been trying to run a dairy business. I've been around cows all my life, so I've had a dairy farm and run it and tried to at least not lose a whole bundle of money. But in the world that we're in now, there is nobody who can succeed, pretty much, unless they're a huge corporate, compromised, chemically run and riddled farming company. They just the big ag, ADM and Cargill and that bunch. They're the ones running and benefiting from all this. They're running the farms now. And the Monsanto in there with all that crap that they put in the stuff. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago of this, the new revelation. You never find this out from the government or Monsanto. But, Roundup, which has been controversial and been banned all over Europe, we use it here to kill weeds in the field. What you didn't know is that the only thing Roundup kills is the plant. It doesn't kill the seeds in the plant. So when you kill, this is how these people think. They created Roundup so it would destroy the weeds on the surface, but the seeds that are inherent in every plant that's grown. That's how wonderful Mother Nature is. We have the seeds for rebuilding ourselves and rebuilding the food in the food itself.
I don't understand how farmers aren't storming Washington, D.C.
They should. We should. Remember a few years ago, they all brought their tractors to Washington and slowed the city down to a crawl for a day.
After the March for Our Lives, the next one should be the farmers.
Yep. Well, it should be us because it's our food. They're just taking care of us. And we're putting them out of business right and left. You can't find it's when I grew up in Massachusetts, there were 600 dairy farms in Massachusetts. There are 100 left today. And when I was milking cows, there were 180. It is outrageous what's going on, and everybody needs to wake up. It's 10:30 for the hour here on the DJV show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal, use as directed.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
That one doesn't make the reel for the podcast, okay, Tara? It's 53 minutes past the hour. Tech Talk time. I know you want us to talk about what we're talking about, but I'm not gonna. It has to do with President Trump, though, and the size of his. Woo-hoo. All right, so let's go into Tech Talk. Actually, there are some very interesting things developing with the Zuckerberg franchise, i.e. Facebook, that we're going to get from Victoria in a moment. You may be interested to know that the Senate Intelligence Committee has released a set of recommendations to improve election security because of all the hacking, the Russians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The proposals include providing more federal funding for states to improve election security, letting states remain in charge of their own election. What a concept. Expediting federal response to attempted hacks and replacing outdated voting systems with machines that have a paper trail and no Wi-Fi capability. I think that's an interesting case. Do you think that sounds interesting, Victoria? To sort of separate it from what could be influences from the rest of the world.
Just using paper ballots?
Yeah. Why do we got away from it because everybody wanted convenience, but obviously it's a problem.
I don't know. For me, I just think of paper ballots as being less secure, but I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is with this one.
Well, it certainly isn't voting online. I can't see that as being a secure way of... A lot of people want to do that. Haven't we talked about that 2 or 3 times, about the suggestion that we hold elections by just going to your computer and voting there? Oh, that sounds like a really good idea. All right. Zuckerberg stands up in a matter of moments right after this other technological important story.
The Geek Out.
The disappearing TV is finally here. Well, kind of. Samsung has rolled out a new line of QLED 4K TVs, but their big trick is you hang them on the wall, and when you're not watching your favorite episode, the screen magically disappears into whatever color or pattern of the wall it's hung upon. Want to know how the trick works? Well, you take a picture of the wall first, load it into the TV, and then it's displayed as wallpaper on the screen. And the frame is so thin, it appears you're just looking at the wall. Now, if that's boring to you, users can still display artwork instead in making the TV a rotating art gallery. The Samsung QLEDs will come in five variations, including sizes from 49 to 88 inches, and that one tops out at $20,000.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, so let's get to it, Victoria. Zuckerberg and Facebook, a couple of different things that are of note. What are we talking about here with regard to Zuckerberg first?
Mark Zuckerberg issued a statement yesterday. He's, of course, been kind of absent, everyone wondering where he is. So he issued a statement with the timeline of events that led to the Cambridge Analytica situation. He said, in 2007, when we launched the Facebook platform with the vision that the apps be more social, your calendar should be able to show you your friends' birthdays, maps should show you where your friends are, things like that. In order to do that, when you log into some of those apps and you share your data, that's where all of this began. In 2013, a Cambridge University researcher, and this is a name that's in the news a lot, Alexander Kogan, he created a personality quiz app, and it was installed by around 300,000 people who then shared that data with their friends. Their friends then shared it. It got up to 30 million people had shared this data. In 2015, Facebook was alerted by journalists at The Guardian that Kogan had actually shared that data with his app, from his app with Cambridge Analytica. And so at this point, Facebook said to Kogan and to Cambridge Analytica that they needed to delete the information. That was against their Facebook policy, and it turns out Cambridge Analytica obviously did not delete the information when they said they had. Now it's gone back and forth. Cut to last week, Zuckerberg said they learned that they are now going to have to work with regulators and with people in D.C. trying to figure out where this data actually went. We now know that Cambridge Analytica sold this data to the Trump campaign. So there's a whole lot more of this that's going to come out. But in the meantime, a lot of people are deleting their Facebook accounts completely. So
right.
That's bad for Facebook.
Yeah, no, this has not been a good
move. Well, and to keep their own data private.
Yeah. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.